Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
And I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by Carzuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today, talking about the relentless rain wreaked havoc across Bang Saray, transforming streets into rivers and causing chaos for locals in Bangkok. Since early morning, continuous rain inundated Sukhumvit Road and surrounding areas in Sattahip District, overwhelming drainage systems and causing severe traffic snarls. The heaviest flooding occurred on Sukhumvit Road, affecting motorists from Pattaya to Sattahip. In response, Bang Saray Sub-District Municipality deployed water pumps, working for 1 to 2 hours to restore normalcy to the streets, providing respite from the flooding. Alex, it's here.
It's the season.
I know.
I was just complaining about how hot it was. It was nice temperature yesterday. We got rained on a little bit, and that's the nice part. But here's the bad part. We're going to be swimming soon.
Yeah,
just to get to work.
We will be.
I don't know.
Because even in you know, the central business district like Asok, the streets flood up.
Oh yeah, big time, man. I've had plenty of friends with stores get their their inventories and stuff ruined because it just floods in.
We're talking 4 to 5 inches of just flood, like. Significant.
Trudging through the water, man. It's only just begun.
Up to 10 inches sometimes. Okay.
Anyways, we're going to move on to our next story, which takes us to the issue of cannabis here in Thailand. As yesterday, dozens of pro-cannabis advocates rallied at the health ministry in Nonthaburi near Bangkok to oppose the Thai government's plan to relist cannabis as a narcotic 2 years after its decriminalization. The rally followed Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin's recent announcement of his intention to reclassify cannabis as a narcotic by the end of the year. While Thailand was the first Asian country to decriminalize cannabis in 2022 for medical purposes, the unregulated market has raised public concerns over misuse and crime. About 30 demonstrators led by Prasichai petitioned Health Minister Somsak Thepsuthin, arguing the proper regulation, not rescheduling, is needed to protect the burgeoning industry. Somsak, who recently took office, emphasized that his stance remains that cannabis should be limited to medical use. However, activist Kitty Chopaka criticized the government's reversal as politically motivated rather than scientifically based. I gotta say, man, it seems like at the event yesterday, there were lots of medical professionals, activists, tons of people that gathered, the who's who of the industry. And it seemed, you know, they were throwing medical facts, science at them. That's not what they seem to care about right now. They're not really listening to the science on the issue. They just keep coming back with, like, we gotta protect the kids. We gotta, it's out of control. There's not really a whole lot of tangible criticisms that they have of the industry. Yeah. It's just that they want to take it back. And so there's a lot of questions about where is this pressure coming from to actually push for the recriminalization.
Exactly. It's something like regulation could do the country wonders. I mean, look, alcohol is regulated, tobacco is regulated. Mm-hmm. Why not cannabis?
Yeah, those are dangerous substances. They tax it. That's one of the big things when they missed with the regulations was not taxing it. That's a big issue with cannabis, and I think that's a big problem too. They're not getting enough of a cut from the market activities. So we'll see, and stay tuned for that longer report on that protest that went off yesterday.
All right. For now, we're going to move on to our next story, where a Thai man's family and friends in Chaiyaphum's Isan province accused his boyfriend of murder and staging a car accident to cover up the crime. The incident occurred on May 14th when 25-year-old Mark mysteriously died after returning from his birthday party. Mark's boyfriend claimed Mark opened the car door and jumped out while they were teasing each other, rolling for about 500 meters before losing consciousness. However, Mark's friends and family were suspicious, noting the boyfriend's lack of emotion and the absence of injuries consistent with the boyfriend's account. The autopsy revealed a fractured skull, bruised internal organs, and internal bleeding inconsistent with the boyfriend's story. Additionally, the boyfriend's insistence on a quick cremation and threats of legal action against the family heightened suspicions. Nonprofit organizations Siamai Survive and the police are now investigating the case.
So strong allegations here. But the thing that stands out to me about that story is saying that the boyfriend jumped from the car and then rolled for 500 meters?
Yeah.
Half a kilometer? He was just rolling and rolling and rolling.
How fast are they driving? What was going on?
Right. Yeah. Like, so it seems like, you know, a cursory looks like a little bit of a cover-up. These are all allegations. But, that doesn't seem to add up.
And doors don't just randomly open while teasing or playing with each other.
Teasing, ha ha, jump out. Yeah. Like, no.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious story. So, anyways, hopefully they get to the bottom of that and we'll understand the truth of what happened.
Yeah, rest in peace, Mark.
Anyways, on to our next story. We're off to Chiang Mai, where authorities have apprehended an 18-year-old gang leader known as Bung Peach. That's his pseudonym, following a series of robberies involving a samurai sword. Now, Bung Peach, along with 17-year-old Black and 14-year-old Dao, threatened and attacked local skateboarders and other victims before fleeing on motorcycles. The spree began on May 11th when Bung Peach and his gang assaulted 20-year-olds Kangchit and Takdanai at Prasertan Land, injuring Kangchit with a samurai sword. The gang continued their rampage, robbing and assaulting victims across Hangdong, Sanpa, and Changpuk districts. Police tracked the suspects through CCTV footage, leading to their arrest. Bung Peach confessed to the crimes and was taken to reenact the incidents before formal charges were pressed. Wow. I don't know. You know, I always had fantasies as a teenager with my katana to go around and, like, you know, give battling and stuff like that. These guys took it a little too far.
A little too far.
And started actually attacking people with them.
Yeah. Mm.
Not a pleasant way to be robbed.
Again, is it something just outright malicious and they're bad people who just want to hurt other people? Is there any mental issues there?
It's kids, dude. It's like teenagers, man. And this is like there's like a ringleader too that's sort of like pushing the younger gang members into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny to call these kids like it just. Are they a gang or are they just like, you know, miscreants? Like, I feel like gang implies a little too much organization for what's going on.
But look, I mean, then again, like, I think when a life has been taken or someone gets severely injured just because they're underage, does that excuse them from the crime that they've created? Yes, we, you know, there's a lot of things that we can blame, but
no,
thankfully we have the right officials to decide that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think you can excuse it, but it can explain it a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next story for now, where and we're going to go to Champon, where a woman in Champon province has been sentenced to 7 years in prison after being caught using a rigged scale to deceive customers at her durian stall. The scam came to light when a customer who purchased two durians weighing 16 kilograms for 1,640 baht found the actual weight to be only 11.68. The customer reported the discrepancy to the Department of Internal Trade. Undercover officers discovered the vendor's modified digital scale, which had black tape obscuring the weight and unit price, misleading buyers. The vendor faced multiple violations under the Weights and Measures Act for using an uncertified and tampered scale and was charged with fraud under Article 271 of the Criminal Code, leading to a 7-year prison sentence and a fine of 280,000 baht. Note to self, Thailand takes its durian very seriously.
Very seriously. Holy crap, 7 years on that one. I couldn't believe that. Like when I saw that fine. Look. Scumbag move.
Yeah. Right?
Clearly a scummy move, but whoa.
Like, 7 years in prison.
That is pretty crazy. I mean, because this is all about one person who made the, like, who knows how many people she's ripped off, right?
Yeah.
This is only one complaint from one person, then she was investigated. Sure. The big fine, why not? Maybe sometime in prison? But holy.
Fraud is fraud, my friend.
I guess so, man. If you are selling durians, make sure you're weighing them properly, because the authorities will be cracking down on that. Whew. Anyways, moving on to our last story.
Yeah.
Could be a happy one. Big news for actually a lot of Chinese tourists. So Thai tourism is embracing a digital transformation as Alipay Plus partners with Tourism Authority of Thailand to enhance the travel experience. This collaboration introduces Alipay Plus D-Hub, a pioneering in-app mini program providing essential travel insights, local hotspots, and comprehensive guides to Thai destinations, marking a global first. TAT's Deputy Governor Khun Chattan emphasized the initiative's role in transforming Thai tourism. The partnership aims to boost the economy, particularly benefiting small and medium-sized enterprises, through Alipay's extensive coverage and user-friendly interface. Now, Edward Yue of Ant International highlighted the commitment to enriching the travel experience, allowing tourists to explore, shop, and dine with ease. From January to April, Thailand saw a record 12 million international arrivals, with Alipay Plus transactions surging by 70%. Notably, transactions increased by 52% during Songkran, reflecting successful marketing efforts. Alipay Plus now supports over 400,000 merchants across Thailand, including smaller regions, and plans to integrate Alipay Plus into the Bangkok mass transit system will further streamline tourist transportation. I don't know. There's big news for in China. Alipay is the end-all be-all of like all of the payment methods. So if that is easy and accessible in Thailand, that's going to drive a lot of Chinese dollars into the country. So good news if you own a business here and you're trying to attract Chinese customers, it's going to get easier.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a few stories from ASEAN now, taking us first to South Korea and Cambodia, where South Korea and Cambodia officially elevated their relationship to a strategic partnership during a summit between President of South Korea and the Cambodian Prime Minister. In the joint statement highlighted, they strengthened diplomatic ties since 97, marked by a 20-fold increase in trade, 150-fold growth in people-to-people exchanges, and South Korea becoming Cambodia's second largest investor. President Yoon of South Korea emphasized the significance of the strategic partnership in response to these diplomatic advancements. The summit focused on boosting economic cooperation and explored the establishment of a special economic zone in Cambodia exclusively for South Korean corporations. Additionally, South Korea agreed to double its concessional loan contribution to Cambodia through the Economic Development Cooperation Fund, increasing the total commitment to $3 billion from 2022 to 2030. This partnership aims to enhance South Korean investment opportunities and support infrastructure development in Cambodia.
That's a lot of money, like a lot of dough. That's something that surprised me about the story, is that South Korea is the number two investor in Cambodia. That's pretty crazy. I assume China probably number one. I should look that up, I guess. But that's a lot of influence. Like, it's not typical that South Korea invests so heavily in foreign countries. They still have so much development going on within their own borders. But it seems like they're ready to start branching out and investing in other countries and in those diplomatic relationships. You can only do so much with K-pop and Korean dramas. Like, you need to actually put your money where your mouth is and get some investment going to build those relationships.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to our last story. So Macau Legend Developments Limited has completed the sale of its Laos casino, Savan Legend, as part of a $45 million deal. Now, the sale to Eminent Innovations Limited, a company 51% owned by the purchaser, was finalized after meeting the suitability requirements of the Lao PDR government and obtaining necessary consents. The disposal was completed on May 16th, with all rights and obligations transferred to Eminent Innovations. Macau Legend no longer retains any interest in Savan Legend, which is no longer accounted for as a subsidiary. The decision to sell followed a June 2023 announcement where Macau Legend cited the casino's unstable financial performance and increasing regulatory constraints in Lao PDR as reasons for the sale. The company now aims to focus on its Macau assets, supported by a new three-year agreement with SJM to operate the Legends Palace Casino on the Macau Peninsula. Gambling coming to Southeast Asia. What do you make of that?
Well, Macau's always great for it. Gambling, even Thailand loves it. I mean, they've been talking about getting gambling in Thailand, but
I don't know. I personally hate the gambling in Macau. Like, I spent a lot of time in Vegas. Macau, like, you have to be a high roller to have any fun in Macau. You need to, like, it's like $20 minimum bets everywhere. You can't really do anything. So
$20 is high roller?
For like a one hit on blackjack, like $20 gone in 2 seconds, you know what I mean? That's like, those are minimums. That's the lowest you can go. So I think that makes gambling kind of an inaccessible tourist attraction for a lot of, you know, middle class operators. So I think the coming casinos and the gambling industry that's sort of starting to bubble up in Southeast Asia could present a lot of economic opportunities for these countries and a lot of tourism opportunities as well. So I don't know. I know I would prefer to not go to Macau if there were some other gambling opportunities nearby me.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the topics from across Thailand and ASEAN. We're now going to take a dive into the comments.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.